Imagine the work that you guys have been doing. It's already been a decade of that. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thanks so much for having us. Yes, we had our 10th birthday celebration yesterday, and we were so happy to be able to reflect on 10 years and what the centre has been doing, and looking forward to hopefully at least 10 more years.
And part of that celebration included a panel discussion moderated by your editor-in-chief, Mia Malan, the incredible Mia Malan. It featured Bono Nemukula, the Deputy Director of Environmental Health at the National Department of Health, Yogan Pillay, the Director for HIV and TB Delivery at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Kingsley Oriavulum, a social scientist at the Africa Health Research Institute, Aziza Rangunwala, the Africa Regional Coordinator of the Global Green Health Hospital Program at Groundwork, and they delved into significant impact of climate change on public health. What were some of the main takeaways for you, Linda?
Yes, I think something that came out during all of the conversations yesterday is that climate change affects everything that we do. All our lives, every aspect of our life, and therefore every aspect of our health. And the effects of climate change will probably expose all the vulnerabilities and the inequalities that we see in our healthcare system. And that means that we will see effects on people, diseases, conditions, mental health, but also in how we deal with health issues. So our health system will be as exposed and as affected by climate change. And for that, we need to become more resilient, and we need to build systems that will help us deal with climate change better, because it is here. It's not going to change, but we need to deal with it better.
It is a complex and complicated subject, is it not, climate change? Because not only does it have an impact, of course, on public health, I'm currently working at a conference on how climate change is contributing to inequality and poverty in this country, and certainly all of Africa, and I would imagine all over the world, really. Because this is a massive, complex issue, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And that is also something that came out from the conversation yesterday, that this is not a problem to be solved by one group of people. It stretches across disciplines, and we need people from various fields to work together to help us deal with this. And that means from research across different areas, policymakers, people who are affected most, media. It's a multifactorial problem, and we don't often understand all the different relationships between the different ways and how it affects our lives, and that is what makes it almost hidden in a way, and that's what we need to highlight and look for to help us solve this issue.
And in a South African context, do you, from your vantage point, see that there's enough urgency in dealing with the issue of climate change and how it impacts, as you quite beautifully articulated, in a variety of manners and ways in our lives?
You know, what we saw is similar to what HIV was 20 years ago. It took time for people to understand the issues, for people to begin talking about the issue and put pressure on the people who have to bring about change to effect change. And this is the same thing that we will see with climate change. Because it's such a complex issue, we need to talk about it more, but we also need to do things. And that needs critical mass, and that's coming.
All right. Listeners who were perhaps not sitting in front of the computer screens and watching that panel discussion yesterday, where can they watch it, Linda, so that they can hear the inputs from the various people you invited onto your panel?
It is on Becky Sisa's YouTube channel, so you can access it there and re-listen to it.
All right. Becky Sisa, spelled B-H-E-K-I-S-I-S-A. Thank you very much, Linda. Once again, happy, happy 10 years to Becky Sisa. And thank you for the incredible work that you've put into the space, because what I've always appreciated about Becky Sisa is how everything is research-based. There's data that you guys distill and analyze and then report for us who have no appreciation of health and the intricacies of it. But we can still consume it and obviously make sense of it. So thank you very much for the last decade.
Thank you for having us, Africa, and we're looking forward to many more years.
Indeed. Linda Pretorius is content editor with Bekisisa. Go to the YouTube channel and you'll be able to watch the panel discussion, which was moderated by the editor-in-chief, Mia Malan.